God's peace. In 1 Corinthians 7:15 we read that God has called you to peace. While in Romans 15 verse 13 Paul prays, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." While in 2 Timothy 1:12 he writes, "For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him until that day." What a wonderful and coveted grace is God's perfect, unshakable peace. His is a deep peace, an inner peace. It is a perfect peace that surpasses all human understanding. His peace is a grace that only God supplies as we gaze upon his beauty. His peace is a gift that only God supplies as we submit our all to him. Sin introduced strife and conflict, friction and hostility into the deepest part of man. The root of discord was sown into the human heart of our first parents in Eden. "The woman gave me. The serpent deceived me." And they both hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. Oh, what anguish of soul has torn at the heart of man since that excruciating estrangement. Disunity and division was the consequence of sin. Disunity and divorce between man and his fellow man. Disunity and disconnection between man and his Creator God. The gospel is the good news that peace is possible and may be restored. The gospel is the wonderful announcement that disunity can be dissolved. It is the first glorious announcement of the replacement of a broken relationship with God. The sin that once estranged and antagonized is beauteously removed through faith. The God-man became the day's man that Job so yearned for, his living Redeemer. He was the arm of the Lord to Isaiah, his counsellor, lawgiver, leader, Lord of hosts. He was shepherd and refuge and light and salvation to King David. He became captain of the Lord's hosts to Joshua. Oh, and to Zechariah he was God's fellow. He was king, the branch and the fountain. Oh, but to Gideon, the warrior, the one that God called the mighty man of valour, to Gideon he became Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is my peace. Christians all have the peace of God since the Lord Jesus became our Saviour. But there is a peace in the heart that comes from harmonising all internal conflicts, where the heart and conscience and will combine to become truly united with him. Such integration of heart, conscience and will comes only as we remain in Christ. Such stilling of the soul is only achievable as we rest in him and he in us. Such peace, such perfect peace, comes only as Christ remains a reality in us. Such peace is only obtained through complete surrender to Christ as Lord and Saviour. Such peace finds the bond slave believer looking intently upon Jesus and kneeling in complete surrender and total submission at his feet. Such peace comes as body, soul, and spirit humbly bow before him and cry out, "Not I, but Christ. It is not I that lives, but Christ that lives in me." As Christ becomes and remains our all in all. Oswald Chambers puts it this way. There are times when our peace is based upon ignorance. But when we awaken to the facts of life, inner peace is impossible unless it's received from Jesus. When our Lord speaks peace, he makes peace. His words are ever spirit and life. Have I ever received what Jesus speaks? When he said, "My peace I give unto you." This is a peace which comes from looking into his face and realizing his undisturbedness. Chambers continues, "Are you painfully disturbed just now, distracted by the waves and billows of God's providential permission, and having, as it were, turned over the boulders of your belief? Are you finding no well of peace or joy or comfort? Is it all barren? Then look up and receive the undisturbedness of the Lord Jesus. Reflected peace is the proof that you are right with God because you are at liberty to turn your mind to him. If you are not right with God, you can never turn your mind anywhere but on yourself. If you allowed anything to hide the face of Jesus Christ from you, you're either disturbed or you have a false security." And here is Chambers' conclusion. Are you looking unto Jesus now, in this immediate matter that is pressing? And are you receiving from him his peace? Oh, if so, he will be a gracious benediction of peace in and through you. But if you try to worry it out, you obliterate him and deserve all you get. Oh, we get disturbed because we have not been considering him. When one confers with Jesus Christ, the perplexity goes, because he has no perplexity, and our only concern is to abide in him. Oh, lay it all out before him, and in the face of difficulty, bereavement, and sorrow, hear him say, "Let not your heart be troubled." You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. And Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you."